Full Metal Jacket. I've got Sean Cran, a.k.a. Clown from Slipknot, with us on the show tonight. How are you doing, my friend?
I'm doing good. Thank you very much.
Thanks so much for taking the time. As always, a lot going on in your world. First of all, let's talk about Officer Down, the new film that you directed. It stars Kim Coates, who's Tig from Sons of Anarchy. And you've worked a long time toward directing a feature film. What turned out to be the biggest misperception you had about directing once you started working on Officer Down?
That's a really good question. I was pretty prepared because of my love for movies. I study movies, I watch movies, I learn as much as I could. I knew it was going to be the hardest artistic work that I've ever done because there's so many layers to movies, such as cameras, actors, sets, wardrobes, stunts. It just goes on and on and on and on. You have to be able to pick up all those pieces and roll. So I think, I don't know, I was pretty prepared, and I don't let myself really get let down or surprised too much anymore in this business. And I think maybe I thought the movie business would be a little bit different than the rock and roll business, but in fact, they're the same animal, just packaged differently. But the business is still very precise and very pristine to the output of it. So I think that's probably the only thing. I was hoping that maybe the corporate world would be a little bit separate to give me a break, but it ends up all being the same thing. I could go work for Microsoft and I would say the same.
Yeah, business is business is business, right?
That's right. Business, and that's basically what I'm saying, is business is business.
It's Full Metal Jacket, Clown from Slipknot, with us on the show tonight. Want to play you a track from a new project featuring Dave Lombardo. It's called Dead Cross, also members of Retox and The Locust. This is We'll Sleep When They're Dead. Full Metal Jackie. Sean Cran, a.k.a. Clown from Slipknot, is our guest on the show tonight. And we're talking about Officer Down, which is the new film that Sean directed. And it's based on a graphic novel. What connected with you about the character that made you want to bring him to life on screen?
Well, you know, it was very strange for me to do a comic book for like my first movie, but I used to collect and I love comic books. It's just that comic books are comic books. They're usually not movies, you know, and if they are, they usually change severely from what the original concept was. So I think what attracted me first and foremost was the fact that I had the ability to take something so challenging and bring it to a world that I understand. Because the people that worship graphic novels, comic books, and superheroes, or anything in that world, when people love it, you know, they can get taken away from them real quick in a movie. So I love the challenge, and I'm really interested to see what I guess that society, that culture, thinks of it. Because I know what it's like to have things taken away from you, to have a character that you love more than anything, and then someone gets their hands on it and they make it their own, which is always great in art, but art to me is we, and if they make it their own and they don't make it for all of us, it becomes a pretty bad thing. So I think that was the biggest thing, was wow, I'm gonna make a comic book and I got a chance to really blow this up.
Full Metal Jackie, going to take a quick break. Still to come this hour, Josta's weekly pick from the pit with Jamie Josta, music from Devil Driver, and more with our guest, Clown from Slipknot, coming up next. Full Metal Jackie with Clown from Slipknot on the show with us tonight. What's the biggest difference between the fulfillment you got from making Officer Down and that of Slipknot?
Well, I have my own thing. I have my own euphoric pleasure, okay? So for me, the movie making, I guess the way I designed my art and the way I roll and the way I've always created was that it's always in the moment. So for instance, in Slipknot, it's 22 hours of hell all day long and 2 hours of God. But that 2 hours of God makes me go through hell all day long. I'll go through hell every day for the rest of my life, as long as I have that 2 hours. Now, in the movie business, or making movies, my satisfaction is only at the moment of reviewing what I just shot. So you can imagine, I work with the actor, I work with the seamstress or wardrobe person, I work with the set designer, then there's the cameraman, you know, the lenses, the lights, there's the technique we're gonna shoot, there's all this stuff happening. Then it's action, then you get it, I watch it back. And when I've received exactly what I wanted and I can say we're moving on, that's my satisfaction right there. So in a 12-hour day of making movies, let's just say I do, 100 takes maybe, let's just say, or something. I get to watch 100 things, and those 100 things are what satisfy me for the day. They equal the 2 hours, hopefully. But most of the day is just pure hell. Work. The fun and the God to me is watching it back going, that's it. That's what I wanted. And I already know the movie's done. You know what I mean? So I it's real hard to wait for a movie to come out 2 years later and these kinds of things. So I find my euphoric pleasure in the moment that I watch the playback.
Full Metal Jacket Clown from Slipknot with us tonight. Coming up, Joss's Weekly Pick from the Pit. Also music from Anthrax and Metallica. More with Clown. It is all on the way. It's Full Metal Jacket Clown from Slipknot on the show with us this evening. And what kind of mental buildup do you go through to prepare for the rigors of a Slipknot tour? And how do you like recalibrate when, like what happened recently, tour dates have to be postponed or rescheduled?
Basically, you know, I've done this for 20 years, so I don't want to lie to you and whatever. I'm pretty chill these days. I don't have time for heartache or problems, especially drama. And I don't have time for the internet and he said, she said. I don't have time for any of that garbage. I love what I do. We love what we do. Things happen. We're getting older. I'm 46. People can't even imagine what's wrong with my body. Just take a look at me and you can understand what we've gone through. So it is a mental, you do have to prepare mentally. You have to prepare physically and you have to prepare spiritually. And by this time, 20 years, there's nothing you can really do. You know, you can only hope to take a deep breath, do the best you can, and put your best foot forward and roll.
It's Full Metal Jacket coming up this hour, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. Also music from Gojira and more with our guest Clown from Slipknot coming up next. Full Metal Jacket, we've got Clown from Slipknot with us tonight. Tell us, how does growth and maturity of Slipknot's audience change your role in their lives through music?
Well, the good news is it hasn't changed at all. We can go away for 6 years and still come back and catch the young generation. We're just a band that's going to keep doing that and keep doing that. That's how we designed it. That's who we are. So, unfortunately, I don't change. I get to be a kid forever. I get to sit in my maturity and you know, my furtherment of being wise and being a man with my family and in my privacy, but when I get to go out on the road, I still get to be Clown. I still get to do what I get to do. I used to talk to 10-year-olds in 1999. I talked to 10-year-olds in 2000. I talked to 10-year-olds in 2016. So the crowd hasn't changed at all. No one has changed. Okay, the old crowd's gotten older, and they're still around, but there's a whole new crowd. There's a whole new 10-year-old to 14-year-old coming to the show, just like 99, just like 2000, just like 2001, so on and so forth. So that's what Slipknot's about. We're a culture. We're not really a band anymore. I say that all the time. I know people are sick of it, but that's just the truth. We're a culture.
Oh, it absolutely is the truth.
Yeah, you know, we are always going to be here. And, you know, it's gonna go on after I'm not here, the philosophy of Slipknot. You know, it's a culture. It's just, I won't allow it to be a band. I mean, you want to break it down, yeah, we're a band. But a band, to me, is something that goes into a rehearsal room and practices and done. We haven't been a band forever. We're like basically like this entity, this culture, and we love it, and we've designed it that way, and it's so much easier for us to have it like that because it's a mindset. It's a thought process. We don't preach. We don't talk about religion. We don't talk about politics. You know, we just talk about life and living. And if we ever said anything, it would still be, you know, don't ever judge me. And that's what we try to give kids. You know, live your life. Come with us. Whether you're 10 and become, that's why I affectionately called all the fans maggots. You know, everybody in the beginning was like, oh, that's too hardcore. Well, what do maggots turn into, people? Open your brains. They turn into flies. So come here, be a maggot, feed off of the pain and crap of the world, the filth. Be rewarded with your own self-awareness. Make it through. Don't commit suicide. Don't run away. Don't get addicted to drugs. Don't, you know, fight this world. Find your social scene. Find your culture. Be self-aware. Pick yourself up. Grow wings. Take off. Go wherever you want. But the beautiful thing is they always fly back and say hi. They may not listen to Slipknot anymore, but it will always be a pillar within their soul. And they know it, and we know it, and that's what makes us a culture, not a band anymore.
It's Full Metal Jackie. Going to take a quick break. Up next, though, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week and more with Clown from Slipknot. It's Full Metal Jackie, Clown from Slipknot with us tonight. Thank you so much for taking the time. What could you tell us about the, you know, in terms of dates for the release of Officer Down?
Right now we got accepted to the LA Film Festival, which was like, you know, a week ago or whatever. And that was awesome because, you know, it was only supposed to be shown once and there was a heavy demand, for the movie. So it was shown three times, which was just fantastic and really fun. But it was a festival, so I think there's 4 or 5 months still left. I know we were trying real hard to do some summer stuff, but at this point I'm thinking maybe it's going to be more of a Christmas thing. Maybe. I'm not too sure. I don't get real involved because that world changes by the minute. It'll just change and change and change and change. So I kind of wait for the last moments and then just be told what's really going on. But I would say about 5 more months, and then I'm going to be heavily involved with many, many premieres. Hopefully I'll be traveling around with the movie and doing some questions and answers and having a good time and watching the movie with my fans and movie fans and just people I've never met and start my directing career, you know?
Well, I wish you the best of luck with it. And good luck with the rest of the Slipknot tour. Thanks so much for taking the time.
I appreciate it, and I just want to say thanks to all the fans and everybody for the support on the movie and obviously support on our tour and what we got to do to continue our career. So much love to all of our fans. We'll see you soon. Stay sick, and thank you.